Kat, has it been a bit of a tough decision to select that England squad?
Oh, it's really, really, really tough. Yeah, there was luckily a panel of selectors there, not just myself. And there was a huge amount of players there. There was probably about 80 or so players there at selection, and everyone put their best foot forward. I think the level of competition is just growing within England at the moment, and having the National Academy and all the competitions that go with it, so MPL and obviously now the Under-21 League as well, it gives us a great opportunity to see all the players in an environment, in a competitive environment, to make an informed decision. So, yeah, it was really tough, but I'm really happy and excited with the squad that we've got.
Looking at the names involved, a balanced squad, would you agree with?
Yeah, definitely a balanced squad. Yeah, we've got a bit of experience mixed with youth, and I think, you know, every squad needs that. So, yeah, there's players that have been to Netball Europe before in age groups, different age groups. There are some players that haven't been to Netball Europe before but have performed in indoor nets, etc. as well. So, yeah, it is definitely a balanced squad, and, yeah, I'm excited to see what we can do in training and then obviously transferring that over to Netball Europe as well.
The games ahead, do you see them as a bit of a challenge? I mean, games are always going to be a bit of a challenge. In a way, you're quietly confident with the players that you've got to hand?
I'm confident in their ability, definitely confident in their ability. I know what each one of them can produce individually. I've seen it on NSL courts, I've seen it on MPL courts, I've seen it in different environments, as obviously just putting all of those together, a bit like a cake mixture really for those that bake. You know, you can shove them all into the bowl, they do need to mix, they do need to work well together. So yes, I am quietly confident with their ability. Can we produce it on the day? I hope so. I hope that we can bring enough a good enough game plan to the opposition that we can go out and smash Netball Europe as they have done in the past. But time will tell, I guess. We haven't got a huge amount of time together. But as I say, they've got other environments and other arenas that they can continually keep growing until Netball Europe in May. So, yeah, it's definitely going to be a challenge. I wouldn't say that it's going to be a walkover for any of the teams. And I don't think any team going into a competition will think it's a walkover. But I am confident with the players and the team's ability.
And at the end of the day as well, it's vital experience, if nothing else.
Absolutely. It's a huge amount of experience, and, you know, it's going out there and producing results day in, day out as a player. And, you know, the World Cup places are still up for grabs for the under-21s. You know, the players that I'm working with at Netball Europe may still be in consideration for that World Cup Final 12. So never say never, and I think it's a great opportunity for all of the players in that Netball Europe squad to go out and show individually what they can do, but also within that unit as well.
It's going to be taking place in Scotland as well, isn't it? So you'll be hoping for strong UK support?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely. I think I've had a few texts from parents and coaches alike, you know, asking about all the details. So, yeah, definitely, it'd be great to have as many supporters up there supporting us. We're in Aberdeen, so not too far for everyone to travel, hopefully, to have the home support. And, yeah, it'd be great to have as many English flags flying out up there as possible.
I've got to ask you about Mavs v Storm, Battle at the Box, a few weeks away. What have you learnt from London Live to now?
I mean, we were disappointed with our London Live result and performance. I don't think it was a true reflection of the squad and our players' ability. So we were really disappointed with how we took the game to Storm. And I think, you know, the first bit of the match, it could have gone either way, and we just didn't step up at the right time. So yeah, really disappointed with that performance. But we've had some really strong performances since, and we are forever growing as a squad and as individuals as well. We've got a lot of youth in our side, so it's making sure that they're learning every single time they step on court, which they are doing. And all the coaches are obviously being led by Robin. It's a fantastic opportunity for us and for the team, and she's got some great game plans up her sleeve. So we're really, really excited about our next time at the Copper Box.
And you're seeing that confidence week in, week out, you and Camilla?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're growing as a pairing, and, you know, we're understanding what Rob wants from the squad and from us. And it is all about growing and just learning through each time that you go on court and you step on court, either as a coach or as a player. So, yeah, we're continuing to grow, and it's exciting times, I think, for Mavericks at the moment.
Quick word about Clan. How happy have you been with everybody this season? Anybody, Sean, or are they all individually marvellous?
Obviously, everyone's marvellous. I think for being within Clan and seeing the growth, I think I'm probably most proud of the co-captains of Jade Forbes-Watley and Kat Ainsworth. They've just grown, and, you know, they really have shone as the season's gone on and grown into their roles as captains and co-captains of the season. So I think I'm most proud of those two in particular. I'm obviously always proud of the players and their achievements throughout, and I think it's a fantastic testament to the season that they've had and the number of selections, etc., within, whether that be Super League, NPL, or whether it obviously England caps as well. So I think it's fantastic for the girls to have some recognition because they've done a great job, but obviously proud of all of the players. Whatever happens at Premiership playoff, they've had a fantastic season. So yeah, onwards and upwards.